Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Shmois, Chof Dalet Teves, Tov Shein Pei Aleph, 8th of January, Harav Matisyo Lawrence Shlita, Parsha Shmois.
Good morning to everyone. I'd like to discuss something today to focus on an interesting concept, which I think we see from the end of this week's Parsha. Very often when Shiurim are given on the Parsha, the Magid Yeshir touches upon the first few psukim of the Parsha, and the rest of the Parsha gets lost, especially the end of the Parsha. Throughout the Parsha, from the beginning, so we have really the Torah's description of Klal Yisrael being in Mitzrayim, the Golus in Mitzrayim, the Shibud of Mitzrayim as it develops, getting to the point where Klal Yisrael are suffering tremendously from the burdens of Mitzrayim, and it's not a pleasant experience for them being in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then appoints Moshe Rabbeinu. We hear about the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu and the appointment eventually of Moshe Rabbeinu to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, who's going to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Towards the end of the Parsha, in Perek Hei, Pasuk Aleph onwards, Hashem gives the command, the tzivui, to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Aaron HaKohen to go to Paroi to inform him that Klal Yisrael needs to leave Mitzrayim. Initially, he gives the impression that it's a temporary leaving of Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu approaches Paroi and gives him this message. And just as we think that the Shibud is now coming perhaps to an end, and now there's light at the end of the tunnel, light on the horizon, and the Shibud is coming to the end, says Paroi. Paroi doesn't take very easily to this information provided to him by Moshe Rabbeinu. And in Pasuk Vav it says, "Vayitzav Paroi b'yoymahu." Paroi commanded on that day, "Es hanoiksim ba'om ve'es shoytrov lemor." Those people who were there to sit on the people, basically, and make sure that they would do the work that they were meant to be doing, Paroi commands them the following: "Lo yisifun laseis teven la'om lilboin halivenim kismol shilshan." Don't carry on giving the people straw like you gave them previously. They needed the straw to manufacture the bricks and to build the buildings that they had to build. Don't continue to give them the straw. Heim yelchu v'koshishu lahem teven. They're going to have to go out to the fields and cut down the teven, cut down the straw themselves, and then they'll have the straw to make the bricks. But we're no longer going to provide the straw. So obviously, that increases their avoida, the amount of work that they have to do, because besides the work of actually manufacturing the bricks, they've now got the work of going out to the field to go and get the materials. And Paroi continues, and he says, and don't even think that because I've given you this extra work now to go out to the field and get the straw, that you can now reduce the amount of productivity. You don't need to make so many bricks. No, the same amount, the same plan, same schedule. That's what you have to produce exactly. Lo yisigru mimenu, it says in Pasuk Ches. Do not decrease the amount of productivity. You've got to produce the same amount of stuff, even though you've got much more work to do. And in Pasuk Tes it says, Tichbad ha'avoida al hanoshim v'yasu vo. Make the avoida, make the work heavy upon the people, and they should do it. Va'al yishu b'divrei shaker. Don't listen to the sheker that Moshe Rabbeinu, as he, in his words, is coming along and saying, give them more work to do and make sure they do it. That's Paroi's command to the people who were in charge of supervising Klal Yisrael. The apostle continues, the next few pesukim, the Noksei Ha'om went out and they did this, they carried out Paroi's command and they enforced it. Pasuk Yudalet says, "Vayukush shoytu bnei Yisrael asher somu aleihem noksei Paroi leimoi madu aloi chlisem chokhem lilbay kismar shirshayim." They went out to enforce it and they said, why are you not producing what you're meant to be producing? And they really enforced the work upon them. And the psukim continue later on. Vayashav Moshe al Hashem. Moshe returned to Hashem. Vayoma, and he said, Hashem, lomo harioi salama zeh. Why have you made it worse for the people? The whole point of me being sent to Paroi to inform him that he needs to send Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. The whole point of it is to start to make it a little bit better. So why have things got worse? Lama hari oisa l'ama zeh? Lama zeh shlachtoni? Why did he even send me in the first place? It seems to be pointless having sent me to go and inform Paro that the Shibboleth is now meant to be coming to an end when the ramifications of it are that it seems to have got worse. And from the very time that I came to Paroi to speak in your name, says Moshe Rabbeinu to Hashem, Hira lo'om hazeh. He's made it worse for the people. And you haven't saved your people. So what's going on? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand the plan, the sequence of events that seems to be unfolding over here. Hashem said to Moshe, Ato sire asher es to the Pharaoh. Now you're going to see what I'm going to do to Paro. Ki b'yod chazoko yishalchem, v'yod chazoko yigoshem mi'atzoy. Because with a strong hand he's going to send them away, and with a strong hand he's going to drive them out from his land. So it's a strange response that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu complains, from the time that I've gone to Paro, it got worse. And Hashem says, no, now you're going to see. Now you're going to see that Paro is going to drive them out from his land. Well, what kind of a response is that? It doesn't answer the question. The question was, why has it got worse? Hashem doesn't say to him an explanation, why has it got worse? He just says, don't worry, everything's fine. Everything's in hand. And I'm going to make sure that Paro drives them out. But it doesn't actually respond to the actual question of why did things get worse? So the Kli Yoka, which is there in the end of the parasha, says, on the very last post that we just read, Ato sire es asher ese lefaro. You're going to see what I'm going to do to Paro, says Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's a long Kli Yoka. I'm not going to go through every single word of the Kli Yoka inside. But the Kli Yoka explains the following idea. He says, V'heshiv lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was responding to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ato tire, ato sire. Now you're going to see. Ki mei hayodua, shikach hi hamida. This is the way of things. Shebechol yoim somach la'alois ha'shachar. Every day, near to when daybreak comes, la'alois ha'shachar, not very long ago, actually, yeah. Looking outside, and every day, close to la'alois ha'shachar, ha'choshech machshich b'yoseh min cheshkas ha'layla. The darkness gets darker than the regular dark of night. So whereas, when it comes shkia time, starts to get darker and darker, eventually it gets dark. And we think it remains dark for the whole night, and then eventually it starts getting light in the morning, says the Kli Yoka. He says it's a Dova Yodua, and we'll see later on where it is a Dova Yodua, where it's from. That just before the daylight starts to come, and the sun comes up on the horizon, just before that, the Choshech is Mashich Yoseh, it gets much darker. Yachakach Oyer HaShachar B'Kei Ve'Oyle. And afterwards, then the light of the shachar, the light of the morning, then starts to come. There's an intensification of the darkness just before the light comes, says the Kli Yoka. V'chein roiv hacholim somach l'misosom. And it's a very similar thing, he says. Exact same thing. With cholim, many cholim, just before they die, unfortunately, those who die, heim is chazkim. They actually strengthen. V'yoshim al amito, they sit up. And they ask to eat. And then there's a downwards spiral, unfortunately, sometimes, many times. It says, those who die. The Dovaz Tivi. And this thing, says Kli Yoka, is a Tivi. This is something Hashem has implanted in nature itself. Kikol Dova Tivi Hamargish Shebo Kenegdoi Eze Dova Hofchiloi. Anything which exists in nature, which senses an opposite force occurring to it, so for example, what he said just now, the person who is currently alive, but the force of death is coming upon them, experiences a resurgence in the opposite direction, to try and counter it. If there's a force that's coming, opposing the person, or opposing the situation, and it's coming to be mavatl the mitzius, oz whom is chazik biyoyse keneged misnagdoi. So then the person naturally fires up and is mischazik and strengthens himself. V'yemayin la nois miponov, and it kind of doesn't give in, doesn't surrender to that force. Upayel betivoy kol asha yimsa bekoichoy lifoy velosoif hu munutzuch ki gova alav ha-hepach. And he tries his best in order to counteract that force. And for a while that he succeeds, but then it stops, and then the opposing force comes and it takes over.
The calm before the storm.
The calm before the storm, right? That's the expression. But there's a better expression even, which is the dawn before the darkness. The darkness before the dawn. The darkness before the dawn, right? And we find exactly, even if you light a candle, for example, you light a candle and the candle burns out, you'll see that just before it burns out, there's like a kind of a sizzling and the flame actually shoots up and then it disappears, right? It's the same thing which Kosh Baruch Hu has planted in nature, that's the way of the world. Kachu b'chol advarim shehizkanu. K'moy kein, says the Kli Yoko. Ma'ash heira paroi di Yisrael. Achshav yoyse mimash osa l'sha'ova. That which paroi was increasing and intensifying the shibud now much more than it was. Zeh moifes choytech shekariv kitzoi. That itself is an absolute sign, a clear sign, that the end of the shibud is coming. The end of the shibud is in sight. And that's why there's suddenly a strengthening of the shibud, a strengthening of the enslavement, because it's now coming to the end. The same as the end of the night, that there is an intensification of the darkness, and with the choyla, there's an intensification of the choyli, of the illness, and so too with the shibud, there is an intensification of the shibud just before it comes to an end. V'shizman ha-ge'ula kroiva levatel kol pe'uloisem shaparoi. And the zman of the ge'ula is approaching, it's impending, it's coming along, and it's going to annul, it's going to cancel all the things that Paro is trying to do. Al Kain who writes in his chazik b'put loisov. And that's why Paro senses this, spiritually, on a spiritual, metaphysical level, Paro senses this, and therefore he realizes it's coming to the end, and therefore he strengthens himself and he says, you do more work, and you have to produce the same amount of stuff, and yet you still have to do more work, and you have to go and cut the teven, and go and cut the straw yourself.
Would he have done that if Moshe had not come?
Probably yes, it would have been worked out in a different way. Kosh Baruch's plan was Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be the shliach for this, but it would have happened otherwise. Because this is the teva of the bria. This is the world is created, the universe is created in this way that things develop in this pattern. When they get better and better and better, but then if it's going to come to the point of where the opposing force is going to be now cancelled out, then there's a strengthening of the force. So this is what the Kli Yakov says. And I was interested to find out, where does this come from? And this is apparently, it's in many different cultures, actually have this saying, that before the dawn, there's the darkness. It's a very common expression. So I want to know, where does this come from? And it does come from Chazal, and we'll trace it back and find out where this comes from. So I came across a sefer, which I've not really used before, which is called the Likutei Maharil. It's not the Maharil that we know about. The Talmud of Elimelech, of his age. And there's a sefer called Likutei Maharil. His name was Behuda Leib Mi Zakilov. And this is not the earliest source, we're going to get much earlier than this. But he also deals with this question specifically on this pasuk. He says, Kavan is kashu kol mefarshei ha-toyra. All the mefarshei ha-toyra have a kasha. Hayitochen Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem Yidavakein Hashem Yisborach. How can Moshe Rabbeinu turn around to Hashem and say, you know, from the time that you sent me, everything's got worse? That's a bit chutzpah, it sounds like. How can you turn around to Hashem and say, you know, you really shouldn't have sent me to Paroi because you're making it, yeah, it's made it worse? And he asked various other questions, which we don't have the time to go through all the questions. But his answer to that question and the other questions that he asks is, Hakavona, ki derech hasitra achro v'haklipo. Koidem Shaviroso. He speaks in more Kabbalistic type of terms, but it's the same idea. The derech of the Sitra Achra, the opposing forces, what we call the Satan, the Yetzahara, Bahaklipa, Koidem Shaviroso, before he's about to get broken, Misgaberes Admoid. It strengthens very, very powerfully. He connects it to Apostle Kamishle, Kamama Hakosov, Lifnei Sheve Go'oy. Before the destruction, there's an uplifting. Now, I checked most of the Mepharshim there. They don't learn this pasuk in that way. They say it's referring to different ideas. But he understands this pasuk as saying that before the breaking, there's an uplifting, which is the same idea. And this is the reason, for example, he says, why the Kohen Gadol had to have a tremendous shmira on Leil Yom Kippur, to make sure he didn't become tummy. So 1 second. They had to be mafrish the Kohen Gadol days and days and days before Yom Kippur. He'd been oisik and avoida, mepricious, with all tremendous inyone kedusha for a week. Why do you expect that the Kohen may become tummy on Leil Yom Kippurim? The reason is, go for the opposite. By the time we're approaching Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is already on a very, very high madrega. And all the rishos, any yetzahara, any evil inside him, is already dissipated. But it's go for that point that the yetzahara is misgaberes ma'oid. It becomes very much empowered at that point. And that's the reason why he needed a tremendous shmira at that point. And that's what Hashem meant when he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, at this point, he said to him, yeah, now you're going to see the power is going to send you away. And we asked before, what was the response? That wasn't really a response to Moshe Rabbeinu's question. When you see specifically when Paroi is biyad chazok, he's putting his hand out there and he's making it worse. The yoy is ponim ma'oid, and he demonstrates a tremendous hazos ponim, a cheek, a chutzpah towards you, and making things worse and making things more difficult. Zeh simon ki yishalchem v'yigashem yad. So that's the simon, says Hashem, that is actually about to send you free. So don't worry, says Hashem. It may appear to be that it's worse, as it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, before the destruction, there's a strengthening. So Hashem therefore explains to Moshe Rabbeinu the pattern of what's going on. So this was something Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand at that point, and Hashem was being megale, revealing to him at this point, this is the Bria, this is how it works. So don't worry that there's an intensification at this point of the Shibud. So where do we find this idea in Chazal much earlier on than these sources? Right, the sources we've seen, Kiyoko is 400 years ago, Kuti Ma'aril is 250 years ago. Where does this idea come in Chazal? So there are two psukim, which we are both very well aware of, right? If anyone had breakfast this morning, then, and they benched, they said, Magdil Yeshua Ismalkoi, the end of benching. Tonight, when we bench, after the Suda, what do we say? Migdal Yeshua Ismalkoi. So why do we change it? So there's two different psukim, one's in Shmuel Beis, and one's in Tehillim. Shmuel Beis, Chof Beis, Pasuk Nun Aleph, it says, Migdal Yeshua Ismalkoi, Va'is Echesedim Shichoi, David, Elazar, Adoidom. And then in Tehillim, Yud Ches, Pasuk Nun Aleph, we have exactly the same Pasuk, but instead of saying Migdal Yeshua Ismalkoi, it says Magdil Yeshua Ismalkoi. So, for some reason, during weekdays we say the Magdil version, and during on Shabbos we say the Migdal version. Where does this come from? So there's all kinds of svaros that different people say, whatever. Some of them come from the Maskilim, right? They're not actually from our Masorah. The Medrash in Tehillim, Medrash Shoichetoiv in Tehillim, on that Tehillim Yudches says, ask the stira between the psukim, contradiction. One pasuk says Migdal, one says Magdal. Why does it say like that? So Omar Rav Yudah Nefisha Ein Hagula Shel Umazu Bob Bas Achas Ela Kima Kima. Fundamental yesod, which we find in many, many different svarim, is that the geula of Klal Yisrael doesn't happen in an instant. It's a gradual process. It's a tahalich, right? It's a process of one stage to another, which may occur over many, many years, centuries, even thousands of years. It's a tahalich. It's a process. Umal Magdil, what does Magdil mean? Shehi misgadeles v'hileches lifnei Yisrael. So Magdil Yeshuais, Magdil is hifil, Magdil, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Magdil the Yeshuais. He makes the Yeshuais grow. It's a process of growth of one stage to the next. Because during the Golas we find ourselves in tremendous Tzoros. Imagine we're in the situation of tremendous, tremendous Tzoro. And suddenly, the Geula comes just like that. We wouldn't be able to be soivel it. We wouldn't be able to bear it. It's like if you're in a deep sleep and the room is dark and somebody, well-meaning person comes in And they open the curtains and they turn on the lights and they blast music like they do in camp. And suddenly you have to wake up. It's quite difficult. It's quite hard to go from the darkness to the light just like that. That's also part of the teva of the Bria. So the Medrash says over here that if the Geula would come immediately, we would not be able to bear it. We couldn't manage it. We would collapse from it. And that's why it comes bit by bit, and it grows, and it gets more, and it gets more. And that's why the Geula is compared to the Shachar, to the morning, to the daybreak. Because daybreak also comes like that. Right? Shem doesn't stand there and switch on the light in the morning. Yeah, wake up now. Now it's Netzachama, and it's been dark. No, it's gradual. The sun comes up. Is it gradually gets lighter and lighter and lighter? Eventually, the light comes. It'll switch on just like that. Why is the Geula compared to the Shachar? This is the Yesod. There is no time which is darker when the darkness is as intense as just before the Boiker. And that's why it's called. Because it's so dark at that time, if the sun was to suddenly come up, everybody would get burnt from it. No one could manage it. Firstly, the Amud HaShachar comes, there's daybreak, the sky starts to get a little bit lighter, a bit more. And then the sun rises afterwards, and nobody gets burnt from it. And that's the idea of Magdil. The Magdil Yeshuais. Magdil is Hifil. It's a gradual process of growth. He makes the Yeshuais grow. Magdil. But Migdoil, says the Medrash, Kal Migdoil. So why does one pasuk say Migdoil? Shenaseh lohem melech ha-Mashiach k'migdol. That's referring to the Melech ha-Mashiach. And he's like a Migdoil. So Migdoil is a tower, right? Migdoil is a tower. Shenema Migdoil Yeshuais Malko. And it brings another posuk as well. Ksiv, another posuk. Migdol Oyes Shem Hashem. Okay, so the idea is, and therefore that's some explain. That's why, for example, on the weekday, so we're in the process of the Geula. So we say Magdil. Shabbos is already Me'elonim Haba. Shabbos is at that stage, so to speak, of Bias HaMashiach. It's a Me'el, and that's why on Shabbos we're able to say Migdol, because Migdol is a reference to Mashiach. And the Shabbos were already in a Bechinah, in some kind of oifen of the Mois HaMashiach. But then we go back afterwards to the weekday, and we get back into the process of Magdil, and every day we say Magdil, because that's the ongoing process of Yeshua, of Geula, as it unfolds. So that's a Medrash Tehillim. But it actually comes from earlier than that. There's one line in the Zohar, which I saw quoted in Rabbi Hartman's Sefer on Maral, one of his Sforim on Maral. In one of the footnotes there, he brings the Zohar. And the Zohar says, Amar Rab Shimon, B'shata de boy linharo safra, at the time when the day wants to come, when the morning wants to come, wants to light up, is chashach v'izkada nohoiro. The light, it gets very dark, and the darkness, and any kind of light is hidden. V'kadrusha ishtakach. And you have this darkness, and then eventually it gets lighter afterwards. So the source of this idea was found in very early sources, the Medrash and in the Zohar. The idea we mentioned before, from the Sefer Likutei Maharil, is also predated in the Tosfos Yom Tov from Mishnayos, in the Mishnah in Ovos, which says the various different nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. One of them was, V'lo ira keri the Kohen Gadol b'yom HaKippurim, which we mentioned before. And there, if you look at the Tosfos Yom Tov there, in the Mishnah and Ovis, Perek Hei, Mishnah Hei, so he asked the same question, why did they have to protect the Kohen? Why was it such a miracle that the Kohen didn't become Tomei? He'd been kept away, he'd been kept apart, he'd been Oisik and Kedusha and Precious for the whole time beforehand. And he again says this idea that there's a Hiskabrus of the forces neged the Kedusha just at the time when the Kedusha reaches its peak, and therefore was a great necessity for even after the protection, there had to be a nace that would happen that would ensure that the Kohen Gadol would not become Tomei in the night of Yom Kippur. Okay, so I have a few minutes left. So we find this in Purim as well, coming up to Purim, not so long down the line. And The Maral is discussing the Tehillim, which Chazal tell us is connected to Purim. And Amnaseth Arayas HaShachar, right? Tehillim Perek Chof Beis, which Chazal tell us is connected very much to the Inyan of Purim. And the words Ayeles HaShachar, Ayeles HaShachar, so Shachar we know means that the morning, as the daybreak comes. What is Ayeles mean? So he says that, he says anything where there was a kind of tshuka, there was a kind of desire, a desire to connect, is referred to as Ayeles. Ki azocha shel ha'ayolo mishtokekes ma'oid el Ayeles. The zocha, the ayol and Ayeles, the zocha is mishtokekes very much for the Ayeles. V'chein omru masech to yuma, mi ayolo, I think it is mi ayolo chaviva al hazocha, so ma ayolo chaviva al hazocha, kol shah k'moy shah rishoyna. That the relationship between the ayol and the Ayeles is so close that it's like it was right at the beginning. V'kach nikra geulas Esther shachar. That's why, says the Maral, that the geula of Esther is referred to as the shachar. I'm going to say al Ayeles ha-shachar. Why is it the shachar? Ki ha-layla hu choyshech. Because the night is dark. V'koydem alois ha-shachar hu choyshech noisef al choyshech ha-layla. Same idea, says the Maral. That before the darkness ends and the daybreak comes, the darkness intensifies. V'chein hoya b'mei Mordechai v'Esther. Because the story of Purim happened during the Golas. They were in Persia, within Golas. That was already Choshech. And then you had the Gezerah of Haman, which was Choshech b'soich Choshech. And the Pasuk says, V'anoichi haster astir. Gemara asks, where do we find a remez to Esther min haTorah? V'anoichi haster astir. It's a double hastorah. It's a double concealing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Choshech besoich HaChoshech. This is the same idea of the intensification of the Choshech before the light comes. Ki hoyu toich HaGolos shehoyu tachas yad Achashverosh. Because they were in the Golos under Achashverosh. Va'ata noisef alzeh Choshech v'tzoros homon. And at that time, and it was actually coming to the end of that Golos. It wasn't very long afterwards that Ezra and Nehemiah went back to Eretz Yisrael. Not many people went with, but that was the beginning of the Geula of that time. And on top of the Choshech of Achashverosh was Noisaf the Choshech of Haman. There's the Gamri Doime El Koidem Alois HaShachar. And this itself is also exactly the same as Alois HaShachar. Shehu Choshech al Choshech, which is darkness upon darkness. Va'odom Mishtoikek al Ha'or. The person is waiting for the light to come. V'hoyu heim mis'anim b'tzorkim al Hashem Yisbaruch shatov elhem oya tzushua. And they were fasting and crying out to Hashem that he should bring the Yeshua. So we find the concept there in that Geula as well in time of Purim. And we actually find this many times over. We don't have time to go through. To finish off with two points. One from the Ramchal and one from the God. Ramchal says in Das Tevunos, Reish Pei Zayin, this is Ois Reish Pei Zayin, he says, Yesh lechol adaz ha-kadom al-gadoyla. I want to tell you an important introduction to what he speaks about afterwards. V'hi, she-be-emes ele Kodesh Baruch Hu moyes yigia kapov lo'oylem chas v'sholom. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not despise us, and Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't reject us. V'einoy oizev v'moneach chas lo'oylem. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't pack out, he doesn't go away and leave the world, the universe that he created. Ela, v'shar she-nira ki'ilu ha-oylem ozuv mimenu. At a time when it appears to be that the world is Hashem has left the world, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is not here, and appears to be there, a total hest upon him. Ha'inyan hu sha'adurabba. Actually, it's on the contrary. Harihu mechadesh tuvay la'olamai. Kodesh Baruch Hu is actually in the process of being mechadesh tuvay la'olam, for his olam, for his world. When it appears to be that everything is bleak, and everything is bad, and things are going crazy, and things are just completely abnormal, Kodesh Baruch Hu has got a different plan going on behind the scenes, but you can't see that. You can't just see the intensification of the darkness. But you can't see always that the light is about to come. Kodesh Baruch Hu's plans are only l'tikunoy shel olam, loy l'kilkuloy. Ela shehu mastir atzmoy hester gadol mo'od. At the time that Kodesh Baruch Hu is planning a change l'toiva, l'tikunoy shel olam, HaKodesh Baruch Hu is mastir ponim mo'od, and the darkness intensifies. For oz nimtze ha'olam k'moy ozuv. And people are suffering, and people are suffering from their sins. It appears to be terrible, it appears to be bad. But at that point, when the darkness intensifies, that's when there's going to be, very shortly, Amir Hashem, a development of the Toiva. To finish off with the words of the Gaon is in a few different places, Evan Schleimer, and the Gaon in the Zoya, Pirush in the Zoya. He says, Koidema Geula, Yichbad HaGolos, Yoise Mikol HaGolos. Before the Geula comes, the Golos is going to become much, much worse. To Moshe Kosov, as it says in our Sedra, the pasuk we started out with today, the Golos Mitzrayim, Tichbad HaAvoida. Parai comes along, and Parai says, intensify the Avoida, make the Avoida worse and heavier for them. V'zeu l'maher ha-geula, it's all part of speeding up the Geula. K'moshe Kosov in Brochus Davov, Agra T'kala Duchka, V'hu Shachros HaShach, Asher Kodesh HaMaschil Lohor HaYoy, M'machshich Yoyse Mikol HaLayla. Same idea, the Gaon says. As soon as the daybreak is going to come, just before that, is Machshich Yoyse Mikol HaLayla. And that's why it's called Shachar, he says. Shachar means, from Loshon, Shochor, dark. But Shachar means morning, it means light. So why is it called dark? The reason is because just before that comes, there's a huge darkness. V'hein ha'nikroim chevli Moshiach. This is what we call chevli Moshiach, says the Gaon. Shekol ha'golos doimer lahora doimer le'leido shemiskareves ha'leido kol yoim. It's like a woman who's pregnant, and she gets closer and closer and closer to the time that she's about to have the baby. So the chevli leido get worse. They get much worse at that point. V'ha'geula doimer le'leido. And the geula is doimer to a leido, and it brings a posuk. And when she's about to give birth, it's at that point when it's much, much harder and the pain is much greater. So this idea, says the Gaon, and say all the different mekoyos that we've seen, is embedded, it's there in the Bria, Kodesh Baruch was created like that. So when we see and we look around us and we think things are getting worse, just when we thought there was hope on the horizon, and things are getting worse, they're getting worse, they're getting worse, how does this all fit together? Kodesh Baruch has his plan. This is the way of the Bria, Kodesh Baruch wants it to be like this. And the words of the Gaon, this is Chevli Moshiach. When we see the Torahs get much worse, this is Chevli Moshiach, it says in the Gaon. A few thoughts on this week's Pasha.
Thank you.
Good job.
I'm going to say that again.